everyone, and welcome to Total Nerd List Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Reggie.
And this is the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. This week, we're talking all about our favorite collectibles from childhood. These can be things from like books, actual things you collect like baseball cards, your favorite toy collections, anything in that realm. But before we dive into that, let's get into This Week in Nerd. What have you guys been nerding out in?
I have been nerding out on not much. I've been very stressed out about everything that's been going on, but mainly I finally unlocked the final character that I was trying to unlock in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, the green-haired girl.
Very nice.
The Inkling?
No, not Inkling. It was she's like a wizard or something. I can't remember her name, but
Corbin or something like that, maybe. I can't.
Paulina?
Maybe.
Oh, Palutena.
Palutena. Yeah, there we go.
Kid Icarus. Yes.
Yeah. She was actually very hard to beat because she was on this giant level. But I'm still making my way through the adventure mode on Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. It's still repetitive, but it's getting fun. I'm making progress there. Still doesn't beat the adventure mode for Super Smash Bros. Melee, though. And then reading Mason's book still, Mason Blevins. It's 34 Degrees. Getting very saucy and exciting. But other than that, that's basically been my week.
Well, my week has been a lot of Pokemon.
Yes.
New file. I am done with all the badges now and need to work my way to the championship fight. Also, last week, to help myself find my happy place, I started watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer from the beginning, which I'm already like halfway through the second season. That was definitely like my favorite show in the entire world when I was younger, through high school. If you knew me back then, you know how much of a weirdo I was because of that show. And then also, of course, been playing Dead by Daylight, getting back into the swing of that. We took a little bit of a break, and when we started back, I was like, oh, wait, how do I play again? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that. We've all been playing that. It's been fun.
It has been fun, and we've finally got enough people we've been able to do custom matches.
Mm-hmm. It's been a much needed distraction over the last week.
Absolutely. But that's been my week.
Awesome. My week. So I guess it started last week because when our last episode, Holy Ship, dropped, that was actually on the day of my birthday. So I'm very lucky where I have a birthday where I can get gifts that are for fun and not necessarily like things that I absolutely need. So one of the things I'm very excited to play is my newest game. I just downloaded it 1 or 2 days ago, 2 days ago. And it is Kirby Fighter 2.
Ooh, ooh.
Yes. Ooh, ooh. I'm actually a huge fan of Kirby. I don't always, necessarily like every game that's come out in the Kirby genre. But I really just, Kirby's always been a character that I really like. Kirby Air Ride, nothing will ever top that for me.
Oh, that game was fun.
Yes, except maybe some of the fighting games, because I do, it's a lot of people say it would be a knockoff of Smash, and it kind of is to a degree, but it's still really fun. If it lives up to its predecessors, like, legacy, that is what I'm trying to think of. If it lives up to that legacy, it should be a pretty good game. I've only played it like for a few minutes after it downloaded, and then I just haven't had time to go back to it.
What's your favorite like classic Kirby game, not like the racing one, like the Nightmare and Dreamland, all that stuff? Do you have a favorite one of those?
I don't know. Nightmare and Dreamland is really good. There was, I don't think it's Robot World, but the one before that on the 3DS. I can't remember what it is.
I never played that one. Nightmare in Dreamland was like one of my favorite games of all time. And I don't know where my copy is, but it kills. If they ever want, Nintendo, if you're listening, please bring that to the Switch.
It looks like there might be a bunch of stuff getting ported to the Switch soon. Like, I know a lot of Pokemon stuff, or at least that's what the rumor is that a lot of Pokemon stuff is heading to the Switch.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, Kirby Battle Royale was a fun game for 3DS 2 that I absolutely love because, again, I'm very into games that are like Smash, and it's a bunch of fighting and essentially mini games, almost like Mario Party, except without the board format.
Okay. What else have you been doing, Shane? Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. So we mentioned we've all been playing Dead by Daylight together, and that's been really fun. One other thing I'm really excited to dive into that I got for my birthday also is He-Man, the complete original series. My sister got that for me when I was younger. Loved the cartoon. What little I've seen of it now, I still enjoy it. But at the same time, when they have the whole thing, like, where's Prince Adam, who is He-Man, when He-Man is around? And I'm like, He-Man is Prince Adam just in his underwear. I don't know how they don't see this.
It's the underwear.
Yes, but I am still working on Meddling Kids, my book of the month for January. I'm right smack dab in the middle of it through the first two parts, where they've just had their first kind of like real creepy encounter. So I'm excited for that.
Nice.
Yay.
And currently I am on a rewatch of Yuri on Ice, which I sometimes have mentioned anime, but I actually really love anime. And I know I've mentioned Fairy Tale before, but Yuri on Ice is another one of my favorites. And I've started rewatching. I'm noticing things I didn't catch on the first time. And it's just a great anime that's so fun. And I haven't fallen asleep in it yet because I'm watching it right before bed, an episode per night.
Would you say it's an amazing?
Yes, most definitely.
Shane, you forgot to mention my my Christmas birthday combo present that I got you.
I did?
Yes. I bought you Arrow number one.
Did you?
Yes. I just, since we haven't seen each other because of the pandemic, I haven't gotten to give it to you yet. So
oh my goodness, happy. Thank you.
Merry Christmas and happy birthday.
Oh my God. I cannot wait to get that.
It looks pretty good.
I was generally feeling kind of bad. So I'm like, wait, Tom gave me a gift.
I was standing in Books a Million messaging you on Facebook Messenger because they had like a whole thing of comics on sale outside right after Christmas. And I was like, oh my gosh, they have Arrow number one. You were like, I don't have that. I was like, yeah, I'm getting Shane Arrow number one.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I cannot wait to receive that. That is really awesome. I totally thought you were just asking, like, maybe you wanted to borrow DVDs. And I was like, I only have three seasons and the beginning, middle, and end. But that is so cool. Thank you. But all right, those are all great things we've been doing this week. And I guess we'll dive right into this week's topic, our favorite collectibles.
Collectibles.
Yes. So starting at the top of my list, I really, back in the day, and I don't even remember my age, how old I would have been for this, but really got into Pogs.
Nice.
I really just liked collecting them and getting, you know, like the slammers and having the designs. I was very big into the pool ball ones, especially the eight balls. Mm-hmm. And I had a few Power Ranger Pogs that I really liked.
Nice. Yeah, you're my brother's age, and he was big into Pogs. I never had my own, but I remember he had a Felix the Cat Slammer Pog.
Oh, nice.
I had a Big Bad Beetleborgs one.
That really?
Was, what was the ghost's name? Flob? Flube? Like that. But it was his face on it. When I lived in Germany was when Pogs were super big. And I never... There was always one kid in the neighborhood that was kind of a bully. And whenever you would play, because what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to, you know, put five of yours in and they'll put five of theirs and blah, blah, blah. And then you make a stack and then you try to get your own. Well, at the end, he would always try to say the cool ones that were mine were actually his.
Oh. So
I stopped mixing mine together with other neighborhood kids and was like, no, I'll make a stack myself and you make your own stack. And
that's when Reggie learned to fight.
I never played for keeps, so I never took mine because I remember I had friends in school that were playing, but whatever they won, they got to keep up the other ones, and I was like, I am not giving mine up. So I played with my siblings. We did not play for keeps.
Absolutely not. No, 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 no.
Especially when I had Power Ranger ones. No way.
Trust.
Next on my list, one thing that I really loved, and I'm very lucky, I have most of my things still. They're just put away in storage. For hopefully, you know, one day when I have a child. and give him like all the cool toys or whatever. But my next one on my list is my Hot Wheels collection. And I was the type of kid, I was not happy with just like the standard, like here's a fancy car that Hot Wheels often tends to do. I wanted the weird and abstract ones. Like there was one that had a pizza design, fruits. I had one in shape of a robot that I called Zombot.
Did you have the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
My brother had that one.
I did. That's one I had. Did you have like the little rolling suitcase that you could keep them in?
He again had that. Mine was a very like mine was a big plastic one that I carried. That you could
That's
roll.
What mine was the big plastic with the handle, and you like you opened it up, and it had the little plastic clip that opened and the slots.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Also, yeah, so this is the one that I had, and like the Road Rocket was my favorite because I would always like I got in a phase where I named a couple of them, and we would race them, and like the Road Rocket would be me, and the Road Rocket's the one that it's. It has like a triangle top that would flip up. And so I was like, he has gliding ability when that triangle part flips up.
Did either of y'all have the crisscross crash set?
My brother did.
I got that for Christmas one year, and we walked down the stairs to our living room, and my parents had like turned it on, and it was like all I wanted because I saw the commercial, and it was so much fun to just sit there and watch cars crash into each other.
I would yes. The Cobra Strike one.
The Cobra Strike, I remember that.
The one that I never got it, but that's the one I always wanted really badly.
What about the car wash? Did anyone have the car wash?
I had the car wash where you actually put water in it and it would like, yeah. And
yes.
It still had the yellow, like the road pieces that you could put together and make your own track.
Mm-hmm.
So I had it all through my room all the time. Oh man, you guys are bringing back memories.
Yes, like my brother was way more into cars than I was, but I wanted my collections because I was like, here's the Shane car, here's the car named after my brother. And sometimes I made up episodic episodes about them too. So I was more like having dramas with my Hot Wheels while he was the one with the crisscross crash and racing them and all of that.
Did any of your Hot Wheels fall in love?
No, not really.
I had like a radio flyer Hot Wheels that was like the red wagon with like a drag racing engine in it. It was so weird.
Well, a little later on in life, I know I ended up with the Mystery Machine and I still get a couple. Like I have family members that'll buy me when they see like the latest iteration of the Mystery Machine because I'm such a big Scooby-Doo fan that Hot Wheels comes out with every few years. They'll still buy that for me to kind of like hang on the wall or something.
Also, did you always go to McDonald's when they had Hot Wheels?
Sometimes.
I remember I got a zebra drag racer from McDonald's that was pretty sweet.
Ooh, like I have a few cars from McDonald's kids meals, but I also remember after so long, because you know they come back like every so often, even I think today they still do. I didn't like a lot of the designs because they just became too bland, like Street Racer and, you know, just fancy cars that weren't really cool, like the robot one.
I have a car that looks like it's coloration of Belle's dress, and it's got Belle on the side of it in my office.
Oh yeah, you do have that.
Very nice. But yeah, so Hot Wheels were fun, and I mean, I played with mine not so much on tracks, but outside and in the floor wherever I could. So moving right along my list, my next one is actually a collection of books. They were a trio. You guys probably know them well. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Ooh, that was like the hot commodity in our when we would go to the library in elementary school. People would fight over those and the spot books.
Yeah. Scary Stories. That was the same thing for me, too. It was always a fight for who would check it out.
Mm-hmm. I love those. I remember I got introduced to them. Whoops. I got introduced to them because a teacher would read them when I was pre-middle school. And then in middle schools when we were checking them out. And then eventually I got my own. So those are really, really awesome. And still today, still go back sometimes and read them whenever I am over my family's house and get them out.
I have the hardback of all three of them in one.
And yes.
We pull it out every Halloween. So I normally have a Halloween party. We weren't really able to have one this year, but. I normally at the end of the Halloween party before everybody leaves when we're all nice and toasty, I will read a story from the book. Like that's my normal Halloween party tradition. What's your favorite story from it?
I don't know. I kind of really like Harold because that's the one I remembered the most. I did not like the big toe story, but that one unfortunately stuck to my brain as well.
The one that stuck with me the most is the girl who took the ribbon off her neck and her head fell off.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one really well.
The Harold was my favorite, too. And it was also the one that scared me the most.
All right. Next on my list is kind of a combination of things, because I could have just made a list with these things alone, but my action figures. I was very huge into action figures. And as I kind of said before with Hot Wheels, I would have like my own episodic little playtime with them. So in my mind, with my action figures, I would create episodes. And whenever I was done, it was always to be continued until the next day. And I'd get them out and set them all back up in their place. But I had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures, Beetlejuice, Justice League, X-Men, Batman, and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which I'm very proud of those.
Of course, the writer has to be continued with his action figures. I love it.
Yes, I did. You know, when I got Phoenix for the X-Men, I had my own Phoenix saga, so.
Oh, that's so fun. I'm glad to hear that it wasn't just me who did stuff like that, because I always did stories with my characters.
Oh yeah, I am not one of those who leaves his action figures in the boxes. I play with them and they do stories and they fight.
Listen, I have a weird problem where I'm insane and I don't like leaving toys and packaging just in case we've got like a Toy Story situation going on and they were to be able to come. I don't want them trapped in their packaging.
You don't want them turning into the prospector from Toy Story 2?
No. I try to I open that package and be like, okay, if you're going to play, go play now. I'm leaving. Bye, toys. But like I said, I'm insane.
No, I don't know. After Indian in the Cupboard, I feel a little bit like that way. And I would even like tease my brother because we shared a room. He would come in, and if I had my action figures out, I'd be like, plastic.
Indian in the Cupboard. He would be like,
they're not talking to you.
That movie and book. Oh my gosh.
All right, but rounding up my list, I will finish up my top favorite collectible thing from when I was younger and I still have today and still play is my Super Nintendo video game collection.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That was childhood for me. And I've mentioned before, I have certain games I have nostalgia with, playing with my grandma. There are just other games I really enjoyed, and now I have a handheld that I can play some of them on, which is really cool. And yeah, I just think there's nothing like those cartridges, and it still holds up. It is 2021, and my SNES, I will knock on wood because I don't want to jinx it, but it's still running great.
Nice. Mine is also up and running, and I love it. I think that's so cool. Like, what's your favorite game from that collection that you have?
I am really particularly fond of Joe and Mac 2, Lost in the Tropics. But I don't know. I go between that and Super Mario World and Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Those are my top three favorites.
Nice. Ate My Neighbor.
Everyone listening.
Just nothing like the 16-bit era.
I was going to say, everyone listening knows how I feel about Super Metroid.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole collection they have on the Switch is just glorious. I hope they'll add to it.
Yes, I always want them to just give me the whole catalog of every Super Nintendo game ever.
You know, buddy, if you ever want to borrow my Pi, you're welcome to. I have all.
Yes. Awesome. I had one honorable mention. When I was younger, as everyone knows, I'm a writer. So I have this collection of notebooks that I jotted ideas down in. I started stories in. Some of them are finished. Some of them I, as an adult, have finished and, you know, made a little more mature and gave an actual plot and storyline to. So those, you know, they're a collection, and as long as I am living, I don't want to get rid of what I wrote as a child because they are inspirational even as an adult and a writer.
Are they the Harriet Spy style with private written on them?
Actually, no. I didn't like composition notebooks, so I always just use the spiral bound ones, and I just, like, by color, I knew what I was writing in them.
Oh,
nice.
That's awesome.
Thank you. But that's my list.
It was a beautiful list.
Thank you. So, Tom, you have a list of your own, but before we get to that, you have a different kind of list for us, right?
Yes, I found a Retro Dodo article, 42 Ultimate 90s Toys that every 90s kid remembers. Yes. I was 10 when the 90s ended, but y'all were starting your teenage years around then. Mm-hmm. But lots of nostalgia there. We will not do 42 of those, though. We will do 20. So starting with number 20, Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear. The toy. And his helmet came up, and you could press the button, and his wings would come out.
Oh, yeah. I had like the full-size one, but he was the Chrome edition one. He wasn't the official one. And then I had a smaller version of Buzz Lightyear where you attached the rocket to his back. Did y'all have that one?
I did not have any toy. I don't think I had any Toy Story toys, honestly.
Yeah, no,
I always wanted Woody. I always wanted the Woody one with the drawstring, but never got it.
Never had a full-size Woody, but I was big into Buzz Lightyear.
Nice.
Number 19, the Talk Boy and the Talk Girl, the thing that Kevin has, and was it Home Alone 2?
Yeah. I'm Peter McAllister, the father.
The father.
Yes, okay, I remember what that was now. When he first said it, I was like, I don't know what that is, but I totally remember that.
You got it.
And he recorded Uncle Frank in the shower with it, and he told his parents that... Uncle Frank told him that if he saw him in the shower, that he would grow up never feeling like a real man. I just watched that over Thanksgiving, and I had never caught that line before. Number 18, something near and dear to our hearts, Power Rangers.
Yes.
Specifically, there's a picture of the Megazord, which I think one of my friends got the Megazord for her kids over Christmas this year. No, it was someone I follow on Instagram. She'd gotten the Megazord for her son, and she was like, putting this together is the biggest nightmare of my life. It was Tess Holiday. She's a social media model.
I have the full-size Dragonzord, and I agree. He's hard to keep together.
Number 17, Go-Go's Crazy Bones. Do y'all remember those at all?
It looks familiar, but I don't remember ever playing with them. Sold between 98 and 2000. I might have missed that.
I had them. I don't remember if I got them from like a Happy Meal or if I like actually bought them, but they were just weird shaping. And the whole point of them was you would like drop them on the table and they would go all over the place.
Okay.
Kind of like those, do y'all remember those like little pills with the ball bearing inside?
Yeah, the jumping beans.
The jumping beans that like were Pokemon themed. Kind of this similar thing. Number 16, Pokemon cards.
Well, obviously.
Of course.
Obviously. Number 15, Mr. Potato Head. Definitely like, had one of those. And
the Toy Story one.
The Toy Story one, but also Downtown Disney at Disney World had a toy store where you could build your own potato head with like all, it had like this, you could just like choose from all the different parts and make it whatever you wanted. So it was like build a bear workshop for Mr. Potato Head.
What?
Yeah. Number 14, Furby. Did y'all have a Furby?
I had a Furby and my Furby could say shit.
My brother got the regular Furby and I got the Furby babies and we got them for the same Christmas and we were headed to my grandmother's house and she lived on a road that had a bunch of speed bumps and my dad hit the speed bump and all of our Furbies woke up at the same time and we were like, ah!
I'm pretty sure my Furby is somewhere in storage and it probably has no batteries and I am sure it is still talking.
Furbies are going to haunt us forever.
Love me, Shane. I'm not going to lie. I want a Furby. I wish I still had one. I want one now. Somebody
might. I might know where mine are.
I'm pretty sure I know where mine is. I just need to get it out and it can be a co-host one day. It'll never shut up.
Yeah.
Just make sure you splash some holy water on it first.
Yeah, we'll put it in a ring of salt.
A ring of salt.
Number 13, the game everyone put together but never actually played, Mousetrap.
I played it.
You played it? We never played it. We always just put it together and never played it.
Mousetrap and Clue were my two favorite board games. And then also 13 Dead End Drive. I don't know if you guys remember that one or not.
I still have that one. The real one, not this new crappy one. I have the one with the fireplace and the chandelier.
Let's play it sometime. Oh my God.
It shows a change a little bit, but it's still playable.
Nice. Number 12, Trolls. I feel like everyone had a troll, whether they collected them or not.
Yeah, I had one or two because it had like cool hair. That was it.
That may or may not be on my list.
Number 11, Marble Run. I also know it as Marble Works, but basically those little like plastic pipes you put together with like funnels and all that fun stuff and run a marble through it.
I never had that or seen it until now.
Oh, really? We had one set growing up, and then my little nieces-in-laws have it. whatever they are to me. Number 10, Etch-A-Sketch. Did y'all ever scratch all of the dust off so you could see the little rider thing on the inside?
No.
I don't think I did that.
Yeah, I would like do it where you like drew on the entire face across the entire thing, and there was like a little Hershey Kiss on the inside that did the drawing that scraped off all the metallic dust.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, where you just like color it in.
Yeah. Number 9, the Game Boy Color.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, y'all know how we feel about the Game Boy Color because we definitely talked about that on Gen 5.
Yes.
Number 8, Betty Spaghetti.
It looks familiar, but I don't remember that toy. I bet one of my sisters had it.
I remember the commercial, but never the no, obviously never had one.
Me too.
Number 7, Bop It.
Bop It.
Twist It.
Pull It.
Pull It. Boo! And then there was Bop It Extreme. I never owned those, but I've actually considered buying one, like now. Because
a good distraction.
Yeah, it's a good distraction, good reflex.
Number 6. I have the steering wheel one. It looks like a steering wheel with some things on it.
Oh, yeah, that was Bop It Extreme that had like Flick It and Spin It.
Yeah.
Yes.
Number 6 mentioned already, Pogs.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Polly Pockets.
Or Mad Max for the boys.
And Pokemon.
I remember having a Polly Pocket that wasn't a Polly Pocket. I just can't remember what it was. I think it was Pokemon. Number 4, my dog. I had this one and my dog ate it. Stretch Armstrong. I feel like every childhood has a broken Stretch Armstrong in it if you were alive in the like 80s, 90s.
100%.
Do y'all remember the ones that like you could like pump up and make stiff? They were like the monsters.
Weren't they wrestlers too?
I think so.
There was one that was a wrestler that you could pump and he would like his muscles get bigger.
Yeah, I just remember like that. They were like, there was like a red one and a green one that you could like pump up and they would get stiff. Number 3, Nintendo 64.
Yep.
Great awesome. Game system. Number 2, Beanie Babies.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Baby craze of the 90s.
And then number 1, Tamagotchi.
I was obsessed with them. Literally obsessed with them.
My brother had Yoda. I had a Jurassic Park one, and then I had a Buzz Lightyear one that you could choose between an alien, a space dog, and a like ostrich. And I remember one of them, when your Tamagotchi would get sick, you would take it to the doctor and the doctor would run it over with a lawnmower.
What?
Yeah, I think it was either Yoda or the the Buzz Lightyear one, but I also remember there was one that like when it would die. Oh, my brother also had Godzilla, but I remember that there was one that when it would die, it would just be surrounded in poop.
Oh, I remember the poop stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had probably like seven of them or so. I remember when KFC gave out the Giga Pets one. And I went to KFC 3 different times because I wanted the cat, and every single time they gave me the dog.
Aww.
And then actually I have, I don't know if you can see, guys, but the Little Mermaid one still.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I just need to change the batteries in. And then of course there was the Digimon one that I always wanted, never got. It's, you know, it's only like $100 online if anybody wants to buy it for me.
Well, that was the Retro Dodo list, 20 of them out of 42 by Seb Santa Barbara.
That was a good list.
Well, I guess I will jump right into my list just in case our listeners were not tired of me talking yet. So, first of all, before I start, I left off on my This Week in Nerd. My wife and I are rewatching King of the Hill. Allison and I, that's probably one of my favorite shows of all time, where we're definitely hitting the mid seasons where it was really, really good. And just everything about that show. But my number five is Pokemon cards / the Pokemon movie Burger King toys.
That's gold plated ones and the big Pokeballs.
Yeah. And do y'all remember how they had to discontinue the Pokeball because that kid slept with it and smothered?
No.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. So the Burger King toys came in like a Pokeball at first. And I guess they had to discontinue it because a little kid like wanted to sleep with it. And the Pokeball half like went over its mouth and they asphyxiated.
That's terrible.
I never heard about that.
Yeah, but Pokemon cards, I never played. I've actually never played the game Pokemon cards because they came out when I was in third grade. So we really just collected them and looked at them and stole them from each other and fought over them. And then they got banned from elementary school. But I, you know, just having those to like look at and I, you know, you always remember the smell of like a new booster pack of Pokemon cards. And of course, everyone wanted Charizard because he was the most powerful and he was holographic. And then just all the Burger King toys around the movies. I remember, I'm sure I made my parents eat Burger King far too much to get those. But that was just a really, really enjoyable time in my life.
Do you remember, I don't know why it's a KFC again, but do you remember when KFC did the plush toys in their meals?
Yes, because I was sick one day and home from school, and I remember they were paving the parking lot of KFC, and it made me feel sicker, but I got a Dratini.
That's the one that I had, was the Dratini.
Aw.
Yeah, and I got that from KFC. Was it all plushes, or was that just like a special thing?
I don't know. I remember I had to trade my cousin, I think it was like 3 cards, my Destiny's Child CD and something else for it.
Yeah, that's one reason Dratini's always actually been one of my favorite Pokemon. That and also because it's purple and I love purple.
Mm-hmm.
Next on my list, Beanie Babies / the Teeny Beanies that came from McDonald's.
I remember those.
I remember people fighting over the Teeny Beanies, and like they had to end up, people were like buying Happy Meals and throwing the food away just to get the Beanie Babies. And I just love how they were supposed to be worth so much eventually. And now you can find them for like $2. But as I said on the Saturday morning cartoon episode, me and my brother, we had a big Beanie Baby collection, and we would always, on Saturday mornings play soccer with them and have our own little soccer game. Do y'all have Beanie Babies much at all?
I had the crab one, Claude or whatever. Claude. Yeah. And I think I had a couple random like cats and like a penguin or something like that, but never like a huge collection or anything like that.
My first one.
I have one.
Yeah, my first one ever was Quackers the Duck. And then my favorite one was Patty the Platypus, which was a purple platypus. Platypi are really cool.
I love platypi.
Is that what the plural is?
I don't know, but now that you've said it, that's what I'm saying.
Platypi.
Sounds legit.
I'm sure it's something different. Next on my list, Thomas the Tank Engine Wooden Railroad. Were y'all into Thomas the Tank Engine all?
Thomas, I think, was a little past my time.
And just the Thomas the Tank Engine videos, like especially the ones narrated by George Carlin and Ringo Starr. Those were my childhood. I even have the original volume of all the original stories about it.
I watched the show a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And there was Shining Time Station, which is like the TV version. But yeah, I had like the wooden railroad set, and I would set up my trains and like set up a railroad and have stories on stories on stories. And so I guess I never really considered them collectible, but as far as like a series of things I bought, and that were all from the same world, that was a big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I shared the name with it, but also just, you know, they taught about sharing and conservation. And there was an episode called Henry's Forest where the train Henry had a forest that he loved to go to, and it got destroyed in a hurricane, and he was very sad about it. And in the end, he helped rebuild it. But it was that episode made me bawl my eyes out when I was little.
Oh,
next up, Yu-Gi-Oh cards. This was the first trading card game that I actually played. I loved like playing the game itself, and that was it. Actually, Yu-Gi-Oh cards in general got me into like regular playing cards, just because it was when I learned I enjoyed like playing card games. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, it was one of those things where it was really big for a minute in middle school, and then it got banned because people were fighting over them and stealing them from each other. But you know, we would play it at lunch constantly. And you know, it was one of those things where like everyone was into it there for a while around sixth grade. And so it was really fun to play with all my friends. Did y'all ever get in?
I had a couple of the cards as a little secret gay boy. I liked the girl magician card.
Dark magician girl.
Yeah, I really liked nice. That one a lot. And then there was another one that was super cute, but I can't remember what it was. I want to say it had like wings or something. But I never played it or anything like that.
Yeah, but that was a big part of my middle school years. Actually, just finished rewatching the last season that I never finished on the animated show. So I've got one more season left on that. But Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a big part of my coming of age years.
Very nice.
And yes, Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Blue Eyes White Dragon. And then last but not least, Star Wars action figures. I bought them. Obviously, I was not alive when the original trilogy came out. I remember the original trilogy being re-released when I was young. But episode one, those, I was really big into those, and they had each one came with like the little chip that you could hold over the comm link and the character would talk. Do y'all remember that at all?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. There was each character had this like little chip they could stand on, and you bought this little thing, and when you would press the chip to the little comm link, it would talk. And I remember I had Qui-Gon Jinn, Darth Maul, a couple others, but that was big then. And then I don't know if I really bought many toys for episode two, but then episode three came out when I was in eighth grade. And I remember the big toy release happened when the first time I ever went to New York City with my cousin Amy and my mom. we were in Times Square and we went to the Toys R Us and they had just released all of the Star Wars Episode 3 toys. And I went really big on those, bought a bunch of those. And especially because I was like, this is the last Star Wars movie we're getting. obviously that's changed quite a bit, but at the time it was the last, but it was especially that era. There was a lot of difficulty my eighth grade year in my personal life, and Star Wars kind of got me through that a bit. But you know, when it comes to action figures like Shane, I never kept them in their box. I played with them, I broke them, I had lightsaber fights and stories, and that was just how I played action figures.
Very nice.
So my honorable mentions, my Dragon Ball Z action figures. Like I said, I play with my action figures, so that those were always fun to have fights with. I had Super Boo and his head broke off. Very frustrating. Did you have any DBZ action figures, Shane?
So my brother had them all, and occasionally I would play with him, but then sometimes I would get really silly and do like the yells, like not full blast, but you know, like when they charge up, they're like, ah, nice. And he didn't like when I played that way.
And then one last honorable mention that I added after hearing Shane talk about a book series, Magic Treehouse. Did y'all have those at all?
I don't think
I know that series.
But I read them because it was like the treehouse was a time machine, right? They could go into time.
It was a time machine and they could go to like any time. But basically, you know, being ADHD and probably like borderline dyslexic, I was not a reader and definitely felt very stupid, especially when, you know, like, when it came to like having to read for school, I just wasn't into it because I couldn't pay attention to it. But my Magic Treehouse was like some of the first books I ever got into and could read like cover to cover and enjoy. So those have a special place in my heart.
Oh, yeah. Schools often chose not the most fun books to read, but.
But that's my list of childhood collectibles.
Yay, great list. So Reggie, what about yours?
Well, I was shocked that we didn't have a whole bunch of overlapping stuff because I really thought we would have. my first on my list are treasure trolls. So not just the trolls with the hair, but the ones that had the gems in the belly button.
Yep.
And I had clothes. I had outfits out the wazoo for them. And I also would make up stories, and I had my treasure trolls divided into tribes based off of north, south, east, and west. And on the bottom of their foot, I had north, south, east, or west on them. And then I always made sure that they stayed with the right tribe and they would have fights and stuff like that. So that definitely had to make it onto my list.
What made them north, south, east, and west, real quick?
I think I like, because it was when I lived in Germany. So I would have been in like either first or second grade. And I think I had just learned about North, you know, the directions. And I think I just, because I also remember like there were some that divided off in this, they were from the Northeast tribe and the Southwest tribe and stuff like that. I don't know. I've just always really liked the elements too. And I think I associated the north, south, east, and west with the elements as well.
Awesome.
I don't know, because I'm insane.
No.
The next on my list are my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys.
Nice.
Which I had a bunch of the, like, the turtles, and I had the bus and stuff like that. But my favorite was my April O'Neil doll. Toy action figure, manly action figure that you, so it, she got exposed to ooze and she was turning into a cat. And so you could like flip her hand and change it from human to cat hand. And like her head would flip and it would be normal April or cat April. That was always my favorite toy. I remember one time yelling at an adult that Ninja Turtles are forever.
And they are.
Because he tried to tell me that it was just a passing fad and nobody would know what Ninja Turtles were in 10 years. And I distinctly remember being like, they are forever!
Did you have the one that turned back into a regular turtle?
Yes, I had Michelangelo and Raphael, which I always disappointed about because I wanted Donatello and Leonardo.
Oh, I love Donatello. And also we had a, it was like the robot that, like the, it was like a robot Michelangelo, and it had like, it was like a Polly Pocket for Ninja Turtles, basically. Do y'all remember that?
No, that's so cool.
I remember like the commercial. I don't think I ever had it, but I definitely remember seeing it.
The one toy that I always wanted that was Turtles that I never actually ended up getting was the shell phone. It looked like a shell, and it flipped open to what became cell phones, and it, you could call each of the Turtles, Splinter and April. DC Jones, too. But I always wanted that and never got it.
Yeah, my brother was huge into the Turtles, so we had a bunch of those.
Next on my list, we discussed our list earlier, but I had to change it after Shane mentioned something. And I can't just do one, so I'm going to combine it into my books. Specifically, the book series that I had was the Goosebumps books, the Animorph books, and then the Bailey Kid books.
Those were all books that I looked at the cover of but never read, especially Goosebumps. I always wanted to touch the writing.
My very first Goosebumps book was the Choose Your Own Adventure ending, number 2, Cuckoo Clock of Doom, or Tick-Tock, You're Dead. That was what my very first one was, and I picked that one because it was the shiny cover that was bumpy and stuff. But eventually I had way too many Goosebumps books. And then Animorphs books were the ones where the kids could turn into animals, and the cover was always them transitioning. But in the bottom corner, you could flip through the pages and they would quickly do the like human to animal transition. And then, of course, the Bailey School Kids were the Vampires Don't Teach Math and Frankenstein Don't Tulips and those types of books.
All great selections.
Which I really wish I could find one of them and like go back and read, because I'm sure they're incredibly childish and easy to read now, but I just remember like having stacks and stacks of them and just going through them all. But anyway, next on my list, I combined these to one as well, are my cards that I collected, and I specifically collected Pokemon cards and the Digimon cards. Nice. Again, I, like Tom was saying, was one of those kids that would get in fights over the cards in school and then got banned, and you're not supposed to bring them. And we always secretly brought them and on the bus. And it was the same thing. I didn't play Pokemon until I got older, but at that time it was just about collecting them and having the cute ones that you wanted. And like Tom said, the Charizard, everybody wanted that Charizard. I did.
Yes.
Mewtwo from a pack one time when I was a kid. And that was a huge deal for me. But I also didn't quite understand Pokemon at the time when I first started collecting it. And so I was just worried, more concerned about getting the ones that I liked. Like the first time I ever played Pokemon, I caught a Jigglypuff with my Master Ball.
Aw, unfair.
I didn't know that the Master Ball should have been saved from Mewtwo. And Pokemon cards, like I just wanted the Wigglytuff card so bad. And I'm pretty sure I traded my Mewtwo for the Wigglytuff. And then the last on my list, no surprise to anybody, are my Power Ranger toys.
Yes.
The head flip ones. The different action figures that became the Megazord. I think I mentioned before the Christmas where I got a whole bunch of Power Ranger things. One of the set of toys that were in there was the complete Megazord, that each one would break down to the individual Zord, and then you could put them together.
Hard to put together?
Yeah, I remember having trouble, like, because they wouldn't close and like click.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't click them to fit together. Like I couldn't get the arms to go in and then click so I could attach it. And then I remember the Mastodon shield
mm-hmm.
was always the hardest thing to get because you had to remove it, actually. But yeah, my Power Ranger toys. And I mean, I don't think anybody is shocked that I still to this day have Power Ranger toys that I'm collecting. But yeah, that's my list. And then, of course, my honorable mention, I had to put down my Buffy the Vampire Slayer collection of stuff. I was super, super obsessed with Buffy in high school. So I had the soundtrack, the script books, the Watcher journals, the comic books, the any and every kind of memorabilia thing that I could get my hands on. I had it.
Nice.
But that's my list, my nerd collection.
Yay! Those are all great lists. And like you said, a little surprising we didn't have a lot of overlap, but I think between the three of us, we hit like a lot of great things that are nostalgic for everyone and for us and just, you know, totally 90s.
When I was doing my list, I was talking with my husband and he mentioned that he had a bunch of the original Star Wars movie toys that he collected. A lot of the figurines, he actually still has the Darth Vader mask thing that opens up that all of the figurines are in.
Nice.
We have shelves in our house that are dedicated just to the Star Wars toys.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Also has a crap ton of Star Trek action figures and toys and stuff like that. So I had to mention, throw that out there as one of our listeners.
Awesome. Like I said, these were all great lists and I love it. This was really fun this week, as always, but still I love just like going back and talking about things like this that makes it a little more fun for me.
It just takes you down memory lane. I mean, I had memories just now doing this. I've had memories come back to me that I have not even thought of in 20 plus years.
Oh yeah. I hadn't even thought about the Hot Wheels until just now. But I had a bunch of Hot Wheels.
Oh, that's great. So before we wrap up, we just wanted to mention to all of our listeners that we have not forgot about some of the things that we promised you guys for hitting so many followers. We know that we have a mini-sode that we'll be working on, and the Bean Boozle episode is coming up. We're social distancing right now, so that's what's taking us a little long, especially with that video, because it should be a video if you guys want to watch us try awful jelly beans. But we haven't forgot about them. They're in the works, so stay tuned for those.
They're coming, we promise.
Yes. And as always, you know, we like to give shout outs to some of our friends, Jordy Marie Gaming. She's doing Animal Crossing Among Us. She's tried a few things here and there that are a little new. So we always say follow her. You've heard Tom talk about our friend Mason, who's published his book, 34 Degrees, available at many major book outlets.
My buddy Jimmy with Willow Mountain Woodwork, custom furniture, cutting board, shelves. A lot of the shelves that we house are my very collection of toys were made by him.
Nice.
That's awesome. And as always, if we want to hear your guys' lists, you can reach out to us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Total Nerd List, or you can always email us totalnerdlist@gmail.com. And I believe that's all for this week. So thanks for tuning in. And we'll be speaking again next week.
Thank y'all. Bye.
Bye.